Chapter 1. My Grandma Mazur called me early this morning.
"I had a dream," Grandma said. "There was this big horse, and it could fly. It didn't have wings, it could just fly. And the horse flew over top of you and started dropping road apples, and you were running around trying to get out of the way of the road apples. And the funny thing was, she didn't have any clothes on, except her red lace thong kind of underpants. Anyways, next thing, a rhinoceros flew over you, and he was sort of hovering over top of your head. And then I woke up. I got a feeling it means something."
"What?" I asked.
"I don't know, but it can't be good."
And she disconnected. So, that's how my day started. And to tell you the truth, the dream pretty much summed up my life. My name is Stephanie Plum. I work as a bond enforcer for my cousin Vinny's bail bonds office, and I live in an uninspired, low-rent, three-story, brick-faced chunk of an apartment building on the edge of Trenton, New Jersey. My second-floor apartment is furnished with my relatives' cast-offs. I'm average height. I have an okay shape. I'm pretty sure I'm averagely intelligent. And I know for sure I have a crummy job. My shoulder-length curly brown hair is inherited from the Italian side of the family, my blue eyes from the Hungarian side of the family, and I have an excellent nose that's a gift from God. Good thing he gave me the nose before he found out I wasn't the world's best Catholic. It was early September and unseasonably hot. I had my hair up in a ponytail. I'd forgone makeup and opted for lip balm instead. And I was wearing a red stretchy tank top, jeans, and sneakers. Perfect clothes for running down bad guys or buying donuts. I parked my hunk of junk Ford Escort in front of Tasty Pastry Bakery on Hamilton Avenue and mentally counted out the money in my wallet. Definitely enough for 2 donuts, not enough for 3. I parked the car and went into the bakery where Loretta Kucharski was behind the counter. Last year, Loretta was vice president of a bank. When the bank went belly up, Loretta got the job at Tasty Pastry. To my way of thinking, it was definitely career advancement. I mean, who doesn't want to work in a bakery?
"What'll it be?" Loretta asked me. "Cannoli? Italian cookies? Donut?"
"Donuts.
Boston cream chocolate cake, jelly, lemon glaze, cinnamon sugar, blueberry, pumpkin, spice chocolate glazed, cream-filled bear claw or maple."
I bit into my lower lip. I wanted them all.
"Definitely a Boston cream."
Loretta carefully placed a Boston cream in a small white bakery box. "And?"
"Jelly donut," I said. "No, wait, maple. No, either maple or pumpkin spice, or maybe the chocolate glazed."
The door to the bakery opened, and an old woman who looked like an extra out of a low-budget mafia movie marched in. She was small and wiry and dressed in black. Plain black dress, black scarf on her steel-gray hair, sensible black shoes, dark stockings, snapping dark eyes under bushy gray eyebrows, Mediterranean skin tone. Loretta and I gasped when we saw her. It was Bella, the most terrifying woman in Trenton. She'd immigrated to the States over 50 years ago, but she was still more Sicilian than American. She was devious and sly and possibly flat-out crazy. She was also my boyfriend's grandmother. Loretta made the sign of the cross and asked the Holy Mother for protection. Considering my lack of church attendance, I didn't feel comfy asking the Holy Mother for help, so I gave Bella a weak smile and a small wave. Grandma Bella pointed a bony finger at me.
"You! What are you doing here?"
To say that my relationship with Grandma Bella was tenuous would be a gross understatement. Not only am I the harlot who, to her way of thinking, seduced and corrupted Joseph Anthony Morelli, her favorite grandson, but even more damning, I'm Edna Mazur's granddaughter. Grandma Bella and my Grandma Mazur do not get along.
"D-d-donut," I said to Bella.
"Get out of my way,"
Bella said, pushing me aside, stepping up to the counter.
"I was here first."
Loretta's eyes were as big as duck eggs darting back and forth between Bella and me. Loretta said, still holding the bakery box containing my Boston cream.
"Actually, I was here first," I said to Bella, "but you can go ahead of me if you want."
"What? You are telling me you first? You dare to say such a thing?"
Bella hit me in the arm with her purse.
"You have no respect."
"Cripes," I said, "get a grip."